I never did use that room now. Except when
What did they use it for?
Oh, I couldn't. They was living there. That was their dwelling house.
That's what I mean. Where did they sleep? Where did they eat? Where was the kitchen?
Oh, the kitchen was in the basement. They cooked.
Was it?
Washed down in that half of us room, basement, half of us underground, that basement.
Uh-huh.
And they had a door in the east end, a big old chimney in the east end. Chimney had three fireplaces to it, one down in the basement, one in the first floor, and one in the second floor.
Mm.
So they got a little, well, they got a little and little, I reckon, all the time. I know the one in the second and third floor got smaller. The second floor, you burn wood about that long, the other didn't burn it about like that.
So they
in the basement, while they cooked, they had a, you know, they put the pipe to the chimney, got a hole up there above it and let it go on in the chimney. They had a stove, man, and you could have a fire and stove.
Mm-hmm. Where did they keep, if they had milk, where would they keep the milk cold?
That outhouse, they had a cistern, and it is housed then.
Uh-huh.
And most of the other houses, before I got big enough, I couldn't remember the other places, but the barn, it was all done away with, you see. The old barn, you said, common thing. It'd been rented out, you know, before I was born.
Uh-huh. And in this big house, where did they sleep upstairs? Is that, where did they sleep?
They slept upstairs and downstairs.
Both?
Yeah, they had upstairs and downstairs.
And where did they spend most of their time, I wonder?
Well, the family house was downstairs.
I see.
Close to the ground, you get on out, and then you had to get stuff going up. The rooms and everything was smaller. You like to have about three rooms downstairs and three upstairs.
I see.
Bedroom, you see. They had small rooms, and they never did finish it. They said, weren't such a large family.
Mm-hmm.
Those boys may have a record, and I've been laying off talking. They, since I've been here, this man's son, he was a young man before the Civil War. He's well known all over the country. He was a veterinarian. Since I've been married, living here, he came by several times.
Is that right?
This place, now I'd walk with him. He's crazy about my grandfather.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. My grandfather's older than he was. Mm-hmm. He'd come by here, all they thought as much of me as you do a brother, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was a veterinarian. He'd go up here at Mr. Levy's in Hollow Springs store. I've been there and see him going there. And time come to castrate colts in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go up there and leave his suitcases and things. He'd have it lined up. He'd go on to Michigan City and make him around just like a preacher or something. Come on back that week.
Uh-huh.
Have about 5 days work, come back at Mr. Levy's and go in the back and dress up and clean up and everything, dress up and come on out. Oh, he done made him a couple of $1,000s, you see. That's the reason I think about the farm now. If the work was gone, you always could get a job. Now everything you couldn't get over. $35 or $40 for a bale of cotton. I've heard him talking, coming out, dressing up, and I was there, I've got 300 colts and things, you see.
Mm-hmm.
$5 a colt, count that. How much you make in a week?
A lot of money.
Have it organized. 25 or 30 families get together, just a whirl of them, bring them down. That's why you have a plenty of help. And you just take the knife and putting stuff to them, going on to the next one, times out.